It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's awkward Tuesday phone call.
When you get a bunch of dudes together and they're drinking, sometimes guys get competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Happens all the time with me and my friends. Like, if I see a friend and he's dressed better than I am, the next time I go out, I make sure I have my best evening gown on and my makeup is on point.
Ooh.
And all my boys know nobody glitters harder than me.
You glitter hard.
I glitter hard. When I glitter, I glitter hard.
Yeah, hard.
Yeah, and hard. They all know that. But it's caused a lot of problems sometimes, you know?
I bet.
And it sounds like Michelle, who's on the phone for a second date update today, has a situation like that on her hands.
Uh-oh.
Not that her boyfriend glitters hard. I mean, nobody, like I said, ain't nobody glitter harder than me, but who knows? We'll see. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
Yeah, well, we don't have a boyfriend that is apparently wearing our evening gowns, because from Jubal's description, that's what it sounds like is happening in your life.
No. That is complete opposite of what's happening.
Good.
Okay.
We'd have a problem. We'd have a problem, me and him, if he was trying to glitter harder than me.
I agree, Michelle. I'd never date a man that could fit into my dresses either.
So what do you want to do today with your awkward Tuesday phone call?
Well, my boyfriend plays in this rec softball league, and last week, after the game, they all go to this bar and drink for free there.
Nice. That's a good rec league.
Yeah, they sponsor the team, so it's a pretty sweet setup.
Awesome.
Yeah, fun.
So I joined them after, and everyone was already pretty drunk by the time I got there, but my boyfriend started kind of joking around with the captain of the team, you know, joking about him, like, who's tougher? And, you know, it started off innocently enough, but it sort of turned into a huge mess.
Did they fight?
Well, not a physical fight, but it turned into an all-out screaming match.
Oh, lovely. That's always a nice way to end a good
so fun
game, a softball,
right?
And a celebration drink afterwards.
Yeah,
it was just so stupid. Like, the captain was talking about, like, flexing his muscles and talking about how he used to be in the Marines and stuff.
God.
Did you say how he used to be in the Marines?
The Marines.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend is yelling about how he used to box in high school, and I was like, okay, high school was a long time ago.
Oh, no.
It sounds like you were just in the middle of one of the douchiest events ever.
Brofest.
Yeah.
What happened at the end of the evening? Did you guys just leave, or?
Well, no. So in the middle of this heated argument, the captain starts yelling, well, why don't we settle this like men? And
dance off.
I mean, no, yeah.
A dance off.
Yeah, thank you, Jubal.
Yeah.
That's what I wish it meant. That would be so amazing.
That would be awesome. Let's settle this like men, and then they go outside and they start stretching out on a wall to do some pliés.
Wait till you see my ball change, all right?
God.
No, it wasn't like that. It was more that the captain was like, let's settle this like men and fight in the outfield after the next game.
What?
Oh, wow.
What, they're they like does, 12 sounds, years old?
Sounds like men and not middle schoolers.
Oh, my God. So they, like, he was being serious. Like, we're going to pick a time to fight and it's going to be in the outfield during a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were like, after the next, I almost would have preferred that they would have just started fighting there because then this whole thing would have been over.
So what's happening now? Is your boyfriend, like, training like Rocky because he's got a fight coming up?
The fight of his life, Jubal.
Quite the opposite. So I finally got him home and sobered him up, and he is freaking out that this guy is going to beat him up.
So why doesn't he just call the guy and say, hey, dude, we were drunk. I'm sorry. That got out of hand.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to convince him, but he's just too prideful. He doesn't want to look weak in front of the other guys.
So he's willing to get beat up, basically, so that he doesn't look like whatever he thinks he'll look like.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a dude.
Yeah, okay, it does sound like a dude, for sure.
I feel it.
You know, your pride is more important than, say, your front teeth.
Well, because he's got to go back to the whole team. If he looks like a wuss in front of this dude, he looks like a wuss in front of all
they
his bros.
They both look like idiots for setting up the fight to begin with. It has nothing to do with the actual fight. This is dumb.
They both think they're action heroes.
Yeah.
I can't back down. My reputation's on the line. Your reputation for what? Being a CPA?
Yeah.
Who, like, makes a decent living?
Yeah, it's a
rec softball league.
So, wait, when is the fight supposed to go down?
This week.
Okay. All right. So, what do you want to do with your awkward Tuesday phone call? You want to call your boyfriend and try to convince him not to do it?
I've tried so much to convince him, and he's just not budging. I think the only thing I can do is call the team captain and ask him to call the five off.
Oh, really?
I really don't know what else to do.
Okay. What's the team captain's name?
Ross.
Okay, so you want to call Ross, the captain of the team, the dude that is probably going to beat up your boyfriend, ask him to back off. Okay, this is going to be great.
Please don't beat up
my man. Hey, This is definitely man card material, right?
Yeah.
Having your girlfriend call and call the fight off.
This is almost as bad as your mom doing.
I know. Yeah. I love how your boyfriend's scared to back out because he doesn't want anybody to think he's less of a man. And now you're about to call this dude an awkward Tuesday phone call and ask him to not beat up your boyfriend.
What am I supposed to do? Let my boyfriend get beat up?
No,
no, you're supposed to do this.
Yeah, you definitely should do this because this is all dumb. How well do you know Ross?
I don't really know him that well. I just, you know, when I go to the games.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back, give you a little advice on how to bring the topic up, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Michelle is on the phone and she wants to call the captain of her boyfriend's rec softball league. His name is Ross and he wants to fight her boyfriend. Her boyfriend doesn't really want to fight Ross, but they've agreed to fight after the next game because they got into a drunken argument. And so she wants to call and see if she can stop the fight from happening. Michelle, I have a better idea.
What is it?
We're on the radio right now. We do have a lot of listeners who listen to the show. Mm-hmm. So instead of making an Awkward Tuesday phone call to ask this guy not to beat up your boyfriend, what if you and I partner together and use this as a promotional opportunity for the pay-per-view event of the year?
You tell us
where it is. We'll sell tickets. Front row, I would say, start at about $500. And then we'll eventually get the television rights for it. I can see it on Lifetime right now, but I got some connections over there. Lifetime TV could pick it up. And we'll make millions off of this fight. What do you think?
Look, guys.
Okay. Hey, Michelle, you realize I'm not serious about that, right? Because you sound like you're taking me seriously.
I think she's more worried that viewers are going to be disappointed that her boyfriend gets knocked out so quickly.
I've been so stressed out about this.
Yeah. Okay, well.
You just really don't understand. The captain is huge, and he makes my boyfriend look tiny.
I don't know why anybody's so nervous. Is it really that hard to talk to a grown man and tell him not to beat up another grown man? They're on the same softball league. They just got drunk and had a stupid argument.
That's depends on the man, but it could be hard to talk to him about it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
Have you seen dudes? Have you ever met dudes?
Some rational side that realizes that this is a waste of everyone's energy.
Some guys don't have that chip in them. They don't have a rational side when it comes to this. All right, are you ready to call him?
Yeah, I guess as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, I'll dial the phone number and good luck.
Yella.
Hi, Ross?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Michelle, Mark's girlfriend.
Who?
Mark. You guys play softball together?
Oh, wait. Who's this? This is his girlfriend?
This is Michelle, yeah.
Why are you calling Michelle?
I wanted to talk about the other night at the bar.
What are you talking about?
You know, the discussion that you two had at the bar.
The discussion, yeah, I'm aware of what went down. Why are you calling?
Okay, look, you guys were drinking and things got a little out of hand, but you're not really gonna fight Mark, right? Like, that was all a joke.
I'm absolutely gonna fight your little boyfriend because he's a little and he needs to get his ass beat.
Okay, let's calm down. You guys were just drunk. This is really dumb.
Wait, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Is he sitting next to you? Did he have his girlfriend call me to figure out a way to get him out of getting into a fight and being a real man instead of a bitch like he is?
No, he didn't ask me to do this. I'm doing this because...
Then why are you doing this?
I'm doing this because this is ridiculous. This is so stupid.
This is ridiculous. You're dating a bitch who shows up and gets in my face, decides to pull a little alpha move on me in front of my entire team, and then 3 days later, gets his b-ass girlfriend to call me to put an end to it.
Hey, okay, you need to calm down and stop talking to me like that. All I'm trying to do...
I'm sorry, did you just tell me that I need to calm down? You called me in the morning, and then you try to tell me that I need to relax? What's going on here, girl?
All I'm saying is that this is dumb and doesn't need to happen. We all know that you're the bigger guy here. Come on, you're a vet. You're the captain. Like, you don't have anything to prove. Let's just lay off this.
No, I don't have anything to prove. That's why I'm going to beat his ass so that I don't have anything to prove.
You'll put him in the hospital. Do you really want to be responsible for putting someone in the hospital?
He's the one that's responsible if he goes to the hospital.
He's your teammate. I thought he was your friend. Does it really have to come to this?
I'm more than happy to be going back to the way it was, but first he's got to get the beating that he deserves for getting in my face. Then we can go back, because he needs to realize who's the man and who's the bitch.
Okay, do I have to call the cops? Because I will. I will call the cops and make sure that they're there after the game.
Feel free to call the cops. Nothing's what you're going to call the cops and say that there's going to be a fight happening at 3 o'clock on the schoolyard. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. We'll All right. change day.
All right.
Who cares?
Look, Ross, please, can we just like take a step back and just talk about this?
We are
$100 not to do this.
You called me to talk about it, and I'm telling you that it's on.
What if I paid you? I'll pay you. I'll pay you $100 to not do this.
What are you? You're gonna bribe me? What are you gonna give me the tooth fairy's money?
I'll give you $100.
$100. That's all your boyfriend's worth? Your boyfriend's worth $100?
$200.
Listen to me now. There is not $1. There's not any amount of money that's gonna get in the way of me putting my fist through his jaw.
Okay, Ross, he doesn't want me to tell people this, but...
Are you crying?
Well,
Why are you crying? Well, all right, I'm sorry I made you cry. I apologize. I didn't mean to make you cry.
He's sick, Ross. He's sick. He's dying.
What?
He has 2 months to live.
What?
He's sick.
What are you talking about?
He's dying. The doctor gave him only 2 months to live.
Oh.
And are you really going to beat up a sick man?
No, wait, I didn't... Are you serious about this?
Why would I lie about this?
No, I'm sorry. I'm caught off... I'm really caught off guard. I didn't mean to... If I had known, I'd never...
He wouldn't want to tell anyone.
Well, obviously, this is a... Does he need anything? Can I help out in any way?
You cannot fight him.
Yeah, no, I won't. I feel like such a dick right now.
Well, don't worry about it. Just as long as you call off the fight and just don't tell anyone. You really didn't want this to get out.
I mean, I won't bring it up, obviously, but I'll just...
Yeah, I was going to say, just if you could just not even tell him that we talked. I'm just trying to keep his spirits up.
Yeah. I mean, he's still my bro, so I'll treat him like my bro, you know?
Yeah, thanks.
And sorry, again, for whatever it's worth. I didn't mean to call him a bitch and you a bitch and him a bitch and... Yeah, sorry. Anyway, I guess I'll see you at the next game then, right?
Yeah.
All right. I gotta go. Take it easy.
Awkward.
Oh my god.
Michelle, are you serious?
What?
First of all, before we talk anymore, is your boyfriend dying?
No, but I just didn't know what to do.
Oh
okay,
god!
So you did make it up.
You are such a good liar. My
Man.
Heart sank. I thought, oh my god.
I was like tearing up.
I thought you were lying, but I didn't want to accuse you of it in case you weren't.
Michelle, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I know I shouldn't have lied. I didn't know what else to do. It just kind of came out. I was so nervous about him actually dying that it just kind of happened.
Oh, my God, Michelle. You gave him an expiration date, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if your boyfriend lives past 2 months, the guy's going to start to
wonder
what
it's
happened.
It's a miracle. No.
We could just say that he, recovered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your boyfriend's going to be so confused when in 2 months you put posts all over your social media like, thanks for the prayers, everybody. It worked. He's fine.
Are you going to tell your boyfriend that you did this?
No, he'll be so mad if he finds out I did this. I think I'm just going to just wait to see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You better hope that Ross is a good secret keeper.
I hope so, too.
And by the way, what a jerk that guy was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but he has a nice heart, you know, if he knows you're going to die soon.
Yeah, he sucks.
Like he didn't care at all.
Morals.
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
At least you accomplished what you wanted to get done.
Yeah, so I won, I guess.
You could be changing his life. I mean, maybe from now on, he always second guesses everybody he threatens.
I mean, you heard him. He's constantly getting into fights, so.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's a total bro.
Hey, Michelle, want to make some money? I know I hit you up about the pay-per-view for that fight earlier. How about we start a GoFundMe for your boyfriend?
No!
We could make
God,
so much.
Awful.
He's not even sick.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do, I hear.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.